Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Tim Temple, the insurance commissioner for the state of Louisiana. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, happy Friday, Newell. I guess you're getting ready to start your Christmas shopping?
No, that's next. I'll start on Tuesday.
Hey, probably you and me both.
I need a little pressure to get things done. No, never do today what you can put off until tomorrow, right?
Well, that's what some people say.
So, Tim, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. There are some updates. There's been some movement in the insurance industry. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, no, and we've been reporting this recently here over the last several months. You know, we are starting to see companies, you know, we started seeing it in the middle of the year, but we're seeing more companies take some rate decrease, giving some premium relief on the private passenger auto side. And the companies are careful to say that that is not directly due to the reform that was passed this last legislative session, but they are encouraged by the fact that Louisiana is paying attention, and that gives them confidence in our marketplace. So that's good. That's what we want. We want more companies looking to do business here. We want more companies doing business here. And you know, those companies, when they compete, we benefit from that. So we're seeing that. We've seen a couple of companies take some rate decrease also in the homeowner space. Just recently we had, SureChoice, Elevate, I think it was about 90,000 policies that they did some rate decrease on. That's a statewide average of about 7.5%. It's about $20 million less in premium that people will have to pay as a result of that. But and then just most recently, we had another company, big company, State Farm. It was kind of a mixed bag there. They took a rate decrease on private passenger auto policies. About 1 million auto policies that they have saw an average of just under 6% rate decrease. That's almost $100 million less that people will be paying in auto premiums in the state for the upcoming year. But then they took some rate increase on homeowners, which shows that, there's still work to do. And their book is a little bit different from some of the regional players. But, you know, we're going to continue to work with companies. We're going to continue to work with the legislature to make Louisiana as an attractive and stable, predictable place to do business as we can.
So when you see these types of things happen, can you actually make heads or tails of what is driving that one decision relative to an increase in auto and then or decrease in auto and then the flip side, an increase in homeowners?
Yeah, well, look, you know, on the homeowner side, you know, companies, you know, the regional companies, you know, the smaller regional sized companies, they're heavily reliant on reinsurance. And we have seen reinsurance come down over this last year. You know, the United States was fortunate, first time in 10 years that we've not had a hurricane touch U.S. shores. So that helped, you know, losses be less than forecast. And the reinsurance market responded accordingly, as does the insurance market. When they pay less in claims than they forecast, then that allows them to charge less in premiums on the next year. Reinsurance costs factor into those, into that. We've seen that come down 10, 15, sometimes 20% over this last renewal period. So we're benefiting from that as consumers. Some companies, the big national companies, Allstate, the State Farms, Farmers, those kind of companies, they don't rely on reinsurance as much, if at all. So then the reinsurance market, if it's favorable to consumers, it's not a factor to them. They're looking on modeling. They have a lot of properties exposed in the state of Louisiana, so they're looking at their modeling. What does the model for next year forecast? obviously wages, labor cost, materials, that goes into it. And we've seen that start to plateau. But I think, there's conversations right now, and there always have been, about increasing wages just across the country. And when those things increase, when the cost of building material, lumber, that kind of stuff, it impacts companies as well. So it's complicated. I don't want to say that it's an easy solution, but we do look into that and say, to see if some companies are taking rate decrease, why are others taking an increase? And so that is part of our job. We look and verify, the information that they submit to us.
So in the end, one of the drivers, as you just pointed out, could be inflationary influences that could be pushing on premium.
It certainly is. We've all seen the cost of rebuilding or repairing homes go up over the last several years. I know, during COVID, the price of lumber just skyrocketed. Labor increased, and we've seen that over the last several years. But like I said, that's starting to plateau. If you look at consumer price indexing and inflation, whatever the argument is on the, today on what the number is, but, that is still a positive number. So that does get factored into insurance companies, pricing when they're looking at, future cost. Like I said, it is a complex issue, but we can't control, most of those inflationary factors. We can't control the weather. We can't control the reinsurance costs. What we can control is the legal environment, the regulatory environment in the state of Louisiana to make it attractive. And that's always been my focus. And I think I've pretty much maintained that from day one. I'm going to focus on the things that we can control in the great state of Louisiana. And that is, again, working with the legislature, working with the governor to make our state a more attractive place to do business. We've seen other groups do that. LED's doing that, and they're attracting businesses in. We control the things that we can control, and that's always going to be my.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My focus.
Tim, do you think that there's a possibility that if we begin to peel back the layers of, let's just say, the auto industry, for example, that we might find something very similar there that we're experiencing with the pharmaceutical industry, where we're paying these exorbitant amounts of money for prescription drugs, where if you cross into Mexico, cross into Canada, they're paying significantly less. I asked this question, you and I talked about it, but in a different context, and I just use my personal experience that, I was in an accident and I had to replace the two front headlights. Somebody clipped the front of my car. The headlights, I think, were $3,600 a piece, which means they're $7,200 of a $60,000 vehicle was tied up into two headlights. And when you start to itemize that, there's no way that the two headlights could be that percentage cost of that vehicle that's produced. They just couldn't sell it for that price if that's the actual cost. So when we go to get these OEM parts, original equipment manufactured parts, I'm curious what kind of markup these folks are getting, and whether or not, we're actually underwriting a large portion of the auto industry profits with these OEM parts that they sell in us. It's just if the math doesn't work for the two headlights to be $7,200 of a $60,000 automobile.
Yeah, and I know, and you've brought that up before, and I think you've got, you know, there's 2 points there. That one is you're right. I mean, how does, you know, $7,200 on a $60,000 vehicle, that just the sum, you know, the sum of the parts would exceed the value of the car. And I agree with you. The $7,200, I don't know if that was just the parts. Does that include labor? I mean,
Just the parts.
And then throw in labor and everything else, and it's really more expensive. But, you know, the insurance industry obviously doesn't control what the cost of the parts. They just have to pay the bill once the car is repaired.
But I ask the question.
We need to look into that.
In the light of who should be looking into this, because, you know, because in many there's something else that's driving what's actually happening here is what I'm sensing in my gut. I can't put my finger on it. I may be all wet. I don't know.
But that's part of it.
You know, I'm
it.
A numbers no, guy, and when I look at it, it's like, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, it just can't.
Well, when you said peeling back the layers of the onion, you know, we had those 14 legislative hearings, last year in 2024, ran into 2025. And they were looking at cost drivers, and that is one of the things. And if we're talking specific to Louisiana, you know, I would argue that $7,200 in headlights, if you got you got in a wreck in Mobile, or if you got in a wreck in Houston, Texas, it's still $7,200 for those lights. They're not picking Louisiana as a state to say we're going to charge more for parts. That's a nationwide issue, but that's not what's driving the cost for auto insurance in Louisiana. If you look at when you get your bill, your invoice from your insurance company, and they break out how much of it goes to pay physical damage. That would be a physical damage claim, the damage to your vehicle. If you look at that number versus the liability, and that's the portion that pays for the litigation that's involved, that number is much higher. And I think we've talked it on your show before. I mean, if we want premiums like we see our friends in Arkansas or Mississippi or Alabama or anywhere else, then we need to get our claims count down to the same, and the amount the insurance companies pay out in claims needs to be similar. It's not physical damage that drives it. It's not the number of accidents. Believe it or not, we don't, on the national level, we have just about the same number on a per capita basis of accidents in our state as the national average. It's when we get in an accident. You know, we filed 66,000 bodily injury claims in 2021 compared to Alabama, who filed 34,000. And they have 500,000 more drivers on the road. The insurance industry paid $1 billion in bodily injury claims in Louisiana that same year versus $500 million in Alabama. When insurance companies pay out more in claims, then they have to charge more in premiums. That's what we've got to get our hands on. And that's the conversations that have been had. You've seen legislation this past year that's trying to address those issues to disincentivize people from filing those, I'm going to call them, excessive claims. You know, there's no reason that we should, with 500,000 less drivers on the road than Alabama and having the same number of accidents on a per, you know, capita ratio, we shouldn't be filing twice the number of bodily injury claims. Why is that? And that's what we've got to talk about. That's very unpopular with a few people in this state. Because there's a lot of money. There's $500 million that the insurance industry is paying out in our state to people. And some of it's claimants, some of it's vendors around that business. And, you know, until we truly say we need to, we're willing to fix that, then we shouldn't expect a change.
Well, I wonder if there wouldn't be value in really doing a granular level, you know, of detail on all of this. So, for example, when you compare Louisiana to Alabama, we have more medically uninsured people in Louisiana than they do in Alabama. We also have a poorer socioeconomic group than they do in Alabama. There's a whole other number of factors that are there. You know, when you're medically insured, you know, your medical insurance is providing for the coverage of your injuries, and they have the right of subrogation to the claim, but they have all of this, you know, provisions in place to make sure that the costs are down. It would also be interesting to see how many more self-administered plans there are, who has more self-administered plans in either Louisiana or Alabama, because there is a marked difference in claims administration when you have self-administered plans. In fact, they're, for the most part, a lot, they didn't used to be, but they're becoming more restrictive than just a conventional plan. For a whole host of reasons, as companies begin to tighten their belt and you get less benefits, less coverage that's out there. I think there's a whole lot of things that are generating certain things. And in fact, what you're beginning to see, and I mentioned this to you before, and I've been hearing more and more about it because I talk about it on the show a lot, is in self-administered plans, they have these automobile accident exclusions, or they put another deductible on that. So, for example, you get in an auto accident, it's not your fault, you have injuries, you have to come out of pocket in a plan that I'm familiar with, $5,000 before traditional medical insurance is going to kick in.
But that wouldn't drive, that wouldn't be reflected on the insurance company books if we had that issue. And no, I think you've got some very valid points. We
no,
need
but
to
it
look
would,
at that.
It would, Tim, because what it does is it compels people to go to court because they don't have that money. And what is happening on the claims administration side from the insurance company is, you know, they become aware of this. So the delay works and inures to their benefit because they know that a lot of people cannot afford to put that money out. So they end up creating more.
That's if you buy into that argument that that's their business model. But Newell, again, there's look at every other state. You know, using your premise there, the argument, and I'd like to see the facts, that Louisiana has twice the number of that scenario that you're talking about. We don't know that Alabama is truly that different. Mississippi, much poorer state than Louisiana, twice the number of uninsured motorists, people that do not have insurance, yet their insurance premiums on their auto are half of what they are in Louisiana. So I think that that's something to be discussed. I would love to see medical utilization. I would love for hospitals, medical providers, insurance, the health insurers to show what their medical utilization is when someone comes in the hospital and says, or, you know, seeking medical treatment as a result of an auto accident. What is that number? You know, I mean, that's something we need to look at. But at the end of the day, we have the same number of accidents. We file twice the number of bodily injury, and we litigate three times the national ratio. I mean, that's just those are stats.
Yeah, and look, I'm not saying that the difference is going to disappear, but what I'm saying is I think there is value in looking at all of the underlying causes, and there may be some that are more unique than what we're willing to admit on the front end, but we can't really say anything if we don't go look, because it's all conjecture. Right.
And we could want to look, but then those other parties, all the other interested parties that add to the cost have to be willing to come and participate in that conversation, and that's not serving in their best interest. So, you know, then we've got to look and see, how do you compel, you know, how do you get the medical providers, how do you get the legal industry to come and sit at the table and show, you know, they talk about transparency. Nobody wants to show their books. So
yeah, I could tell you if I impaneled a roundtable discussion of insurance defense lawyers, right, and mm-hmm. any whether it's auto or whatever it may be, general liability, whatever it may be, as to what they believe the difference makers are in a multitude of states, I think you're going to get some fairly honest answers about what they think are driving the cost.
And they have been at
what the ideology
during those 14
is.
Hearings. Yeah, during those legislative hearings, they, you know, defense industry people were at the table having those conversations, talking about that. But it is a factor. I mean, but we've got to, I mean, do we really want to move the needle and reset the environment in Louisiana where we see premiums similar to Mississippi or Arkansas or Alabama or any other state? I mean, we're the highest in the country. So if we want to bring those down, we've got to truly, you know, acknowledge what the cost drivers are and then work on bringing those down. And again, there's, like you said, that, you know, there may be drivers why people litigate three times the national average in Louisiana, but let's, I'd love to get the all the people around.
Well, there's not going to look. I'm not a fool. I don't believe that there's one singular driver that's going to make up that difference. That's not what I'm saying. But I do believe that there are some anomalies out there that we've yet to identify because, again, the math doesn't make a whole lot of sense, right? And the fact of the matter is that it could be that we have litigious people here for a whole host of reasons. It could be driven by poverty. It could be driven by unemployment. It could be driven by any number of situations. But I just don't think that we grow up in Louisiana looking for an insurance company to screw over. And, you know, there has to be – we've got the outcomes, but I don't know that we spend as much time on the why other than the traditional notions of you know, the plaintiff's practice and this, that, and everything else. You know, the average medical claim, if we began to survey and look at 1,000 cases of similar medical claims that in litigation and how much was awarded or and what was given, it'd be interesting to see that.
You know, well, and I'd like to see it to that level.
In a multitude of states, because they used to call it reasonable and customary. It's different now. It actually varies somewhat significantly by region, you know. And,
well,
and these are anomalies.
The average amount that an insurance company pays on an auto claim in Louisiana is less than the national average. It's $5,000 less. So it's not that's not what the driver, it's the number, it's that frequency that I mentioned earlier. It's twice. You know, if you have, 10 claims at $100 each in one state and you've got, 50 claims at $50 each, well, guess what? There's that second state's going to be more expensive. And in Louisiana, that's what we have. It's a frequency. And we've got the data. We've talked about it. We've showed it in the committee hearings. You know, and again, what we're trying to do is drive down into what promotes that. How do we change it?
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I did not realize that that on average, our claim cost was actually $5,000 per claim less.
Yes. I'll make sure and send you the data.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love that. Thank you so much. So overall, how did we do in 2025 as it relates to premium base? Was it more decreases or more increases?
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked that because I asked that this morning. I had to update a number. And at the end of the year, if you look at all the increases on auto and homeowners insurance and all of the increases and the decreases, the net benefit to the consumers of Louisiana is an overall $90 million, $90,840,000 less that consumers in Louisiana will pay because of the rate changes that were taken in 2025. So
more decreases more decreases than increases.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. So moving in the right direction.
Finish,
I know a lot of
let's
your
finish on that positive note.
That's right. And look, and more to come.
Absolutely. Keep up the great work. Tim Temple, Insurance Commissioner for the State of Louisiana. Always appreciate the conversation, and thank you so much for joining us. And have a wonderful holiday season.
I appreciate it as well. You have a Merry Christmas. Be safe.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.